Hello, here's your KVNF regional newscast for Thursday, August 15th. One of the hazards of mountain driving is rockfall. Several large rockfalls in DeBec Canyon have hindered travelers on I-70 this year between Grand Junction and Glenwood Springs. Now, investigators say a quarry may be to blame for at least some of those slides. Here's KVNF's Jody Peterson with a story based on reporting by the Grand Junction Daily Sentinel.
A landowner in DeBec Canyon is accused of endangering motorists on Interstate 70. Rudy Fontanari owns a stone quarry on the south side of I-70 near the Cameo exit, and he's allegedly filled a pit above the highway with irrigation water. The water has leaked down the side of DeBec Canyon below the quarry, loosening rocks and dirt which then fell onto the highway. So far, the damage has cost taxpayers $1.3 million. The State Department of Transportation has removed many tons of loose rock that might hit the roadway and is installing safety fencing, both of which have resulted in many long delays for motorists. In July, state inspectors discovered that Fontanari was apparently allowing large amounts of irrigation water to pour into a pit in his quarry, which has operated since 1995. That goes against the terms of his permit, which does not allow water to be used. The state issued two cease and desist orders against Fontanari, and inspectors have been checking daily to ensure that water is no longer filling the quarry. Later this month, Fontanari will appear before the Colorado Mined Land Reclamation Board. He could be fined as much as $5,000 a day, for a total of up to $205,000, according to state officials. And Fontanari could face further problems. According to the Grand Junction Sentinel, the state's Department of Transportation may seek compensation for costs, and the Colorado Division of Water Resources is investigating whether Fontanari is in violation of state water laws. For KVNF, this is Jody Peterson.
From the Rocky Mountain Community Radio Exchange, the Colorado State Fair is getting ready for its opening next week. KRCC's Katie Laurie recently spoke to General Manager Scott Stoller about this year's attractions.
Even though last year's attendance was down, general admission at the fair has largely seen a steady rise. Stoller says a growing focus for the fair has been balancing tradition with new acts and vendors while aiming to reflect the community.
You know, any family can come here no matter what the generations that are in that family, and there should be something here for the whole family to enjoy. People ask us what our demographic is, and I just say everybody.
Stoller says this year's entertainment lineup will include big staples from rock, tejano, and country music scenes. For the first time, competitions will feature a slopper eating contest involving cheeseburgers smothered in chili. Other new offerings will include an 80-foot high dive show, a hypnotist, and a large-scale balloon artist, among others. This year's Horse and Around theme celebrates 150 years of horse events. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Katie Laurie.
The Colorado State Fair in Pueblo opens next Friday, August 23rd, and runs through Labor Day. From the Colorado News Connection, the transportation sector is a major driver of climate pollution, and Coloradans might get a chance to have more pollution-free vehicles. Eric Galatis has the story.
Colorado's Air Quality Control Commission wraps up hearings today over whether the state should require automakers to make a certain number of zero-emission vehicles available for sale. Jen Clanahan with the group Colorado Moms Know Best says Colorado has an opportunity to address a real pollution problem. She points to a recent American Lung Association report ranking the Denver metro area as the 12th most ozone-polluted in the nation. She says the new requirement would protect kids' health.
And we are supporting a strong zero-emission vehicle program because they are significantly cleaner than your traditional car. And as we get more of our energy from renewable sources, they get even cleaner.
If the commission decides to adopt a zero-emission vehicle policy, Colorado would join 9 other states working to reduce pollution by giving incentives to produce cleaner vehicles. Proponents also say the move would spur renewable energy development and infrastructure, including recharging stations. Critics say the state can reduce pollution without regulations and claim the move would limit the types of vehicles available in the state. Just 12 models of electric vehicles were were available in Colorado in 2018, compared with 48 models in California, where a zero emissions policy is already on the books, according to the Colorado Sun. Clanahan says kids are more vulnerable to health impacts of air pollution, including cardiovascular and respiratory disease, because they're more active and take in a greater proportion of air per body size. She says especially on hot days, tailpipe exhaust creates dangerous ozone levels and keeps kids indoors.
Which is really difficult, of course, for a parent. I mean, it's summer. We know that it's good for our kids to exercise, and we want them to be outside running around, playing around. So it's really difficult when we've got health officials saying, no, actually, you should probably keep them inside today.
Colorado's policy would require 5% of cars sold in 2023 to be zero-emission vehicles, rising to 6% by 2030, a move that is projected to eliminate more than 3 million metric tons of greenhouse gas pollution. Battery-powered electric vehicles, hybrids, and other vehicles that don't produce emissions would all qualify under the policy. This is Eric Galatis reporting for the Colorado News Connection.
The Denver Post has confirmed with two sources that John Hickenlooper, the beer entrepreneur turned politician who touted a talent for bringing people together to heal a divided country, will end his campaign for the White House today. The former Colorado governor is expected to announce his decision in a taped video that is tentatively scheduled to be released at 11 a.m. Hickenlooper's departure from the crowded 2020 Democratic field comes as national party faithful stepped up pressure for him to instead take on Republican U.S. Senator Cory Gardner. Hickenlooper has not yet decided whether he'll mount a Senate campaign, an idea he had rejected repeatedly in recent months, even though polling showed he would far outstrip the current Democratic field. Hickenlooper's presidential bid focused heavily on his track record as Denver mayor and Colorado governor. He led the state out of the Great Recession to become one of the strongest economies in the nation. Under his tenure, he also signed a number of progressive policies into law, including a suite of gun control bills and civil unions for same-sex couples. However, Hickenlooper's centrist image as a Western governor bent on cooperating with Republicans never caught traction with the Democratic base. His exit will leave one Coloradan, U.S. Senator Michael Bennett, in the Democratic primary field of about two dozen candidates. And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Thursday, August 15th. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.